views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show. Welcome to a new reality on WBLQ Seattle. KNW Seattle. Sorry about that, guys. It's early in the morning and my brain isn't functioning yet. Yes, KKNW Seattle, WBLQ is New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have we got a show for you today? I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body, and I'm going to do some, I'm changing things up today on this show. Yes, I am. We have got a very special guest with us today, and we're going to be talking about a subject that is very taboo. But before we get into it, we've got Benny in the house. Hello there, Benny.
Hey there. How's it going, Michelle?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
Hey, living the dream still, enjoying this little Super Bowl win. I'm running there with you with my mouth, too. I don't know. It just happens. It's just one of those days. Still running the big high. You know, we're big, the biggest 12s around.
Exactly. Man, what a game.
Oh, man, it was fantastic.
Yeah. And my dad, unfortunately, was rooting for the other team.
Well, it happens. You know, he knows where he made a mistake, but, you know, we're
exactly
not going to get into that.
Afterwards. Yeah, he said it was the worst Super Bowl he'd ever seen. I said, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Not for you.
Yeah, not for us. So, anyway, yeah, it's great. We're just kind of on a high with that game, I tell you what. And then the snow. I can't believe it snowed. It was gorgeous. Did you have snow out your way?
We did a little bit, about an inch and a half, so we were able to take the boys out and do a little sledding for about an hour, and that's about all it lasted, and then all of a sudden it went goodbye. And so, but it was good. It'll be back. I'm not worried about it. It's only February.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we had 3 inches out my way.
Good grief. That's a lot.
Yeah, we had a lot. And it
was
great. Yeah, kids out sledding, and then we made a little snow family with our my husband, myself, and then our little Yorkie, you know, the show.
Sure. Scott. That's cute.
Yeah, Durgit, it was cute. She wasn't real excited about it, though, but she waited till the snow melted before she walked over to sniff her little.
Got it. All right. Well, it's understandable.
Yeah. She's quite the character. But anyway, yeah, well, the snow is gone, though. The snow is gone now. But anyway, we have got such a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about, actually, I'm doing two parts of this. Because I've got another show this afternoon at 2 o'clock that'll be aired live on the East Coast WBLQ. Oh, Lord. and our guest is going to be joining us at that time as well. And you guys on the West Coast, if you want to hear the show, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and listen live at 2 o'clock for the show. We are talking about changing our relationship with death. We have part one and part two. It's a taboo subject that a lot of people don't talk about. But it needs to be talked about because it's a part of life. You know, they say there's two things that are for certain are going to happen to you, and one is you're going to pay taxes, and two, you're going to die. I say there's a third one, and that is there will always be change. But we're going to be dealing with one of those subjects, and that's death today. And what I want to talk about during this show is how to deal with, because we have a lot of baby boomers out there who are having now to deal with aging parents and the passing of their parents, and how do we do that in a constructive and loving way? So to help us discuss this and to learn ways that we can deal with this, we have got a wonderful gentleman here who is a speaker, a trainer, an author, and most importantly for this show, he is a death coach. And his name is Stephen Garrett, and he has written a wonderful book that I think everybody should pick up. It is called When Death Speaks. And this book will change your attitude or will change the way you look at death. And you will learn, it'll teach you how to not fear death and ways to deal with it. So welcome to the show, Stephen. We're very excited to have you here.
Thank you, Michelle. And I'm like you guys in Seattle. There's no snow here in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, yeah? Do you get very much snow there?
No, darling, we don't get a whole lot of snow up here, and I'm glad we avoided another snow blizzard. Thanks for taking the snow down there in Seattle.
No, you're welcome. I enjoy it every once in a while, you know.
But, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, when I grew up in Virginia, and we would have snow like 3 feet high, and then we'd get the snow drift. But it was kind of fun when you were a kid because you could make snow caves. But, you know, as an adult, getting out and running around, driving cars and stuff like that is not a whole lot of fun. But
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Stephen, what in the world? Okay, there's not a whole lot of death coaches out there. What made you decide to become a death coach?
Well, Michelle, it happened as a direct result of deaths I experienced in my own family. I had a sister die very unexpectedly, and my father passed away. A very dear friend passed away. I just saw a fair bit of death in a very short period of time, and I noticed that we didn't do such a great job. There was a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of decisions made too late in the game, a lot of upset, and a lot of angst that can be prevented if only we are to begin the conversation about death and dying a little earlier than when our loved one's on their deathbed. So I saw that kind of opportunity that, gosh, we could do this just a little better. There could be more grace. There could be more love. There could be more compassion and a bit more preparedness.
Yes, definitely. Now, we've got the baby boomers, a ton of baby boomers out there who are starting now to deal with the passing of their parents and to deal with the aging of their parents and the diseases and all that come along with that. So yep. I want to talk about that topic during this show, especially and some of the best ways to deal with that. And this is kind of a challenging thing. I mean, of course, we're not the only generation that's ever done this, but we just have a lot of baby boomers, so more of society is doing it than in the past.
Correct.
What are some tips that you can give us or to help us with that?
Well, the biggest tip, first and foremost, is just to begin the conversation. I know it's a taboo topic. I know that children are reluctant to discuss it with their parents, and parents are reluctant to discuss it with the kids. For a whole bunch of emotional reasons, a whole bunch of belief reasons, a whole bunch of fear reasons. But the most important thing that we can do is stumble our way into the conversation and begin it. And to actually say the words death and dying and preparation all in the same breath. That's my number one hint, is just to begin the conversation. And yeah, you know, we may feel awkward in it. It may feel uncomfortable in it. It's a difficult conversation to have, but once we've begun the conversation, it's kind of like you're out of the starting blocks, you're heading down the road, now let's learn how to steer the conversation and discuss the detail that will be most important for those surviving the death and significantly for the one who is dying.
Mm-hmm. Because it's really kind of, okay, it's a scary subject. And,
yep.
And it's an uncomfortable subject. So how would you tell somebody to get the courage up to do that?
Well, I worked with a family up here in Canada recently, and the family was very paralyzed around the topic. Mother was terminally ill with stage 4 cancer, and nobody wanted to talk about it. So they called me in and asked me if I could facilitate the conversation, which I agreed to. And how I started the conversation was very simply looking at the mom who was in the process of actively dying. And I said to her with as much love as I could muster, Vivian, I know this is going to be a very difficult conversation for you. I know it's not a conversation that you want to have, but it's so important that we and your family discuss your impending death and how you would like that to be. Is it okay with you if we begin this conversation? And she was so shocked at the warmth of the welcoming and at its frank yet loving presentation, she was able to mumble a, okay, and the conversation began. So by pre-framing it and letting her know that I was aware and the family was aware it was going to be a difficult conversation, it allowed us to open up the can of beans.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like good advice then. Come from your heart. Start from your
heart. Come from your heart. And at the same time, be rigorously honest with what's going on. And so that's what I chose to do. I said, we're going to speak about your impending death. We're going to speak about you dying and how you'd like that to go. So the love had to be there in order for the firm direction to be there. So it's like a coin.
Mm-hmm. And then you gave her power, too, by saying we want to talk about how you would prefer to go. Not
That's
how we
correct.
Want you to go, but how you would prefer to go.
Absolutely. So the power went right into her court. Mm-hmm. And then I went around the table and addressed each family member that was sitting there the same way. And once all the introductions were done, we just began talking about it. And so I opened with a question, you know, Vivian, what are some of the things you would like to have going on as you're nearing your death? What are some of the things you don't want to have going on as you get closer to your death? And we just began the conversation that way, with things she wanted to have there and things she didn't want to have there. And the okay. family took notes, and we began to organize the active part of her dying, what she would like and what she wouldn't like.
Okay, that's very interesting, Stephen. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, how to start the conversation and have the conversation with your ailing parents. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson's, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I have over 20 years' experience working in the mind, body, and spirit modalities. I'm a board-certified nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner. I developed the Bond Method to help people reach optimal health, manifest their abundance, and live the life that they want to live. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of taking all those pills and still not feeling any better? Or did you just get diagnosed with some surprising healthcare challenge that you had no idea you had and you'd never thought you would get because you thought you were healthy, because you'd been living healthy, you've been managing your stress, you were working out, and you thought you were eating right? Well, then the Bond Method can help you. It can help you prevent healthcare challenges, come back after a healthcare challenge, and manifest the life you want to live. For more information, go to the michellebondshow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. or dial 415-235-2807. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. We've got Stephen Garrett here, and we are talking about how to prepare for the passing of our parents and their aging, and what's the way to start the conversation and what's the best way to handle it. So before the break, we were talking about just starting the conversation and coming from a place of love, even though it's very hard to start the conversation, it still needs to be done. And then since you're coming from your heart, from a place of love, then that can make the aging parent feel more comfortable. And then you want to ask them how they want to deal with their death, not necessarily what we want them to do, but how they want to deal with it. Now, Stephen, I have a question, because you hear this all the time, where they're siblings, and you've got the aging parent, and the siblings cannot agree on the best way to treat the parent. And lots of times they don't even listen to what the parent wants. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, it's sometimes when families get into this conflict around death and dying, it's just because everybody's so frightened and so concerned and wondering what's going to happen, what's going to be left behind, who's going to take care of this, who's going to take care of that. When there is conflict, all that means to me is that there's passion and love present, and everybody's caring deeply about the loved one who's either actively dying or looking at imminent death. The way through that, of course, is to always put the one who's dying first, because they're the one who's dying, and they're the one who we should be putting our attention on. It can get difficult sometimes. And sometimes families do need to call in a conflict resolution person or a mediation person or a death coach to help them negotiate the choppy waters that they found themselves in. Most often, Michelle, families are able to find their way through the tough conversation by simply keeping their attention on the one who's dying first and foremost and what's important for them as they approach their passing.
Okay. Now, this is a touchy subject, and this is when you've got your aging parent and their health starts to decline rather rapidly or slowly, whatever, and their facilities start to go away. So it's not safe for them to drive a car, and then they really can't take that, you know, good care of themselves like they used to, and so then we need to be talking about assisted living or nursing homes. And
that's correct.
Yes, and trying to get them to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how would you deal with that? Because the aging parent does not want to give up his right to drive. You know, they don't want to give up their house.
Yep.
You know, so how do you do that?
Same way, Michelle, a lot of love and a lot of firmness. And a lot of questions that would help the one who's dying or the one who's losing their facilities or their capacity to be independent understand the risks that the family's concerned about. From driving a car to being able to give care to your aging loved one as a husband or wife, to concerns around negotiating stairs, to concerns around stumbling and tripping and falling. All these kinds of things need to be discussed in a very open way and a very direct way with the family member who's aging. My dad was aging, and gosh, he was a fiercely independent guy. But at the end of the day, we helped him see how important it was for his health and well-being and for the health and well-being of his wife that he be taken care of in a hospice or a hospital. So it sometimes requires a real firmness to have those discussions around loss of mobility, loss of independence, and loss of freedom.
Mm-hmm. And the other side of the coin, though, too, is that a lot of people, you know, a lot of these, some of these extended stays in these nursing homes have gotten bad press, bad rap.
Yeah.
And so do you have any advice for telling people how to find one that's reputable?
Yeah, what I encourage people to do is go and visit, and not only go and visit, but speak with families who have loved ones there. Get some testimonials, get some what's called social proof that it's a great place or not so great place. I wouldn't be duped by websites and fancy marketing. I encourage people to get right into the seniors home or the assisted living home or the long-term care home and do an assessment of your own. Feel the place, eat the food, notice the other people living there, notice the families coming in. Is it an environment that you'd like to be in? Not just is it an environment that you'd like your mother or father to be in, but would you be happy to be there? And to ask the difficult questions about, well, what are the diets like and what is the care like? And what do you do when you have a resident that stumbles and falls? And how do you keep the family informed? You want to get as much information about the functioning of the home as you can from people who are residents and from families who are using the home, not so much just from staff.
Okay. And so you can actually go and sample the menu or something or a meal?
I tell you, if they wouldn't let me sample the meal, I wouldn't drop my mom down in there.
Okay. That's good to know. So there you go. Yeah, because that's a big one. Because I had my grandmother who had to go into a nursing home, and it was not good. It just was not good. So I'm not going to go into details. But it is something that you, you got to watch out for. And, I mean, the good news is that you can be aware of it. And, if you do those things, then you should be able to avoid the shystery one, shall we say.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like being in the establishment and noticing how life goes on there for a while. And you're just dropping in to watch. Although maybe the staff might not like it. It's my mom or my dad that's going in there, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it's a great place for my parents.
Yeah. What about these nursing care places that say, okay, we'll take you in if you give us all of your belongings as pay, as part of the pay?
There's nothing wrong with barter, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. I would just make sure that you get the financial details clear first, i.e., how much money do you pay for rent, how much money do you pay for food, how much money do you pay for medical care, and do the math first before you start to negotiate around furniture being taken over or that kind of stuff. You'd want to have real clear financial look at the absolute costs that you'll be incurring when you send your mommy or dad or a loved one into the home.
Yeah, and that's very important because those costs can add up pretty quickly.
They sure can.
Yeah, and so I guess it's good for everybody to get insurance for that.
Yep.
And so do you know the age that people should start with that type of insurance? What is the ideal age?
Well, I don't think there's an ideal age per se, but it's the conversation we have to have. I had a chat with my wife and my two boys about 5 years ago. I said, look, guys, I'm turning 60. Let's get an insurance policy in place right here and right now that will cover the cost if I have to go to a seniors home, if I have to go to a long-term care home, or if I have to go to a hospice. So I wanted to get the money in place and the insurance in place in a way to put at ease my wife, who's younger than me, and my two kids. And it was an awkward conversation again, Michelle, yet at the end of it, everybody was able to breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, good, we've got the money handled. If Dad does get sick and has to go away to a home, we've got the money in place and he'll be well taken care of.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
go ahead.
Sooner than later, Michelle, you know, as we move into our 50s, although death may be 30 or 40 years away, it's good to pre-plan this kind of stuff because the older you get, the more expensive the insurance gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I've noticed that. on everything. Oh, my gosh. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. The medical insurance does get more expensive as you get older. Anyway, it's just a given. Yeah, so that's very important. So it's better to be prepared and have the money set aside than to all of a sudden get blindsided by it, you know, and go into a state of denial, and then next thing you know, it's happening, and you're not prepared, you don't have the money, and then that's crazy-making. Then you're running around, you know, wondering how you're going to deal with it. So it's better to
that's
be
correct.
Proactive. Yeah.
Absolutely, Michelle. I spent a few years as a cremationist, and noticed what happens when families weren't prepared, the chaos around money, the chaos around funeral plans, the chaos around all that kind of stuff was heightened when there was less preparation.
Mm, yeah, and you don't want that. I mean, you've got enough stress dealing with the issue that's going on, the aging parent, the dying parent. You don't need all that on top of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Stephen Garrett about changing our relationship with death. Now, if you miss the show that's going to be at 2 o'clock, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and go to the radio section, and all the archive shows will be there. So, and also, if you want to re-listen to this one, it'll be there as well. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Stephen. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got Stephen Garrett with us today, who's a death coach, talking about changing our relationship with death. And we've been talking more specifically about how to deal with aging parents. But another conversation that needs to be had is revolves around death planning. What do you want to be done? So, Stephen, what do you have to say about that?
Again, I've taken the lead in my own life, and I've got what my family calls endearingly our death binder. And in my death binder, I have a section on advanced care directives. What that means is, what medical interventions do I want to have taking place, and what medical interventions don't I want to have taking place? Do I want to be resuscitated, or do I want CPR done if my heart stops? All those sorts of details I've already handled in my advanced care planning so that my wife and my family don't have to make those difficult decisions on my behalf. Next on the list, I've got all the people I want to say goodbye to, and the music I want played, and the place I want to be cremated, and where I want my ashes taken. It's all handled in a very beautiful, loving, yet direct way. So my boys know that they'll be joining my wife, Sonora, as they fly me to India and toss my ashes into the Ganges River.
And are you going to go to Varanasi? Are you going to go to Varanasi and have them toss there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Varanasi. I understand, Michelle, you've been there, and it's one of my favorite cities. It's called the City of Death in India. And so that's where I want my ashes taken, and it's already prepaid and pre-planned and all organized. So at the end of my life, as I'm actively dying, my family don't have to concern themselves with all those decisions that have already been made. All they've got to do is follow the plan and spend more time with me and family members and friends than fretting over what decisions need to be made and when they need to be made by.
Yeah. And that's very important. I'm going to say something about Varanasi. The Hindus believe that, and the reason why they take their loved ones to Varanasi, the death city, and put them in the ghats, they cremate them on the ghats, these are the huge fires of where they burn the bodies, and they take the ashes and they throw them in the Ganges. And the reason why they do that is because they believe that that erases years and years and years of karma off of your soul. So when you reincarnate, you don't have to do it so many times. That's a
absolutely
block. Yeah. Yep. So now the other thing I want to talk about, which is very important, is medical interventions, because I had a grandfather who ended up having a stroke and ended up in the hospital. He was lucid when they took him to the hospital. He was fighting and screaming and hollering because he did not want to go to the hospital. I guess because he knew that if he went to the hospital, he was going to die. And he went into a coma and lasted about a week. And my dad had to make the decision of, whether to keep him on a saline drip or to keep feeding him nutrients. But the doctors were pretty certain that he was never going to come out of it. So these conversations do have to be had. I mean, conversation of, how do you want to be on life support when things are looking grim? And then if you don't make these conversations and if you don't tell people, then they're left holding the bag and they're not sure because they want to do what you want to do, but then they feel guilty because they're not really sure what they should do. Like if they decide to pull the plug, that's a hard decision to put on somebody,
It is indeed. And
yeah.
The items that, as a family, when everybody's got their wits about them and death isn't imminent, these are the conversations we need to have. I've already told my family that if I'm on my deathbed and they're talking about plugging me into machines, that the answer is no. And I've appointed my wife as my representative, so she has the legal right to talk on my behalf and to iterate to the medical system my wishes. And so those are important things to do. I know when my father died, Michelle, he phoned me from the hospital, and we hadn't had any of these discussions. And, you know, God bless him. Lloyd was plugged into all kinds of machines and dripped this and dripped that. And everywhere there was an opening in his body, there was a tube going in. And, you know, so my dad's lying in his bed, and he said to me, son, this isn't loving kindness. You guys are keeping him alive for you, and I can't live this way. So we had the conversation too late in the day. I was in Vancouver. He's in Toronto. And I know what he's asking. He's asking if he should unplug. And for a son to have that conversation that late in the day with his father is pretty difficult for both of us. The conclusion we came to was pull the plug, and if you live, you live, and if you die, you die. And that's what my father wanted. He wanted to be able to live on his own or pass on. And that was the last time I saw my dad. I didn't have a chance to hug him goodbye or say goodbye. It was just like, it was done because we left the conversation too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing, because you don't want to wait until you're like 50 to decide how that's going to happen. You need to decide that, I think, as soon as you get a family. I think you should decide that even in your 20s when you leave and you're out on your own with your parents. My husband and I have a living will, and we have stipulated that, you know, in the event of our death, how we want to have that happen, like if we were to be in an accident or something like that.
Yeah,
so that, you know, like if something happens to me, my husband's not sitting there going, okay, would she want me to pull the plug, or would she want me to keep her on life support? I mean, you know, and then he's left with that decision, and vice versa. So that's something that you can do, and I really think you should do that as soon as you're an adult and you're on your own.
Absolutely. Michelle, just so you know, Michelle, only about 17% of we North Americans have those advanced care plans in place. Only 17%. So 83% of us haven't done our homework yet, and that leaves the difficult decisions for our loved ones should they have to make them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not fair to them. I mean, if you really love your loved ones, then have it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's not fair to leave them standing like that and wondering what to do. So that's the thing. Now, oh, shoot, I forgot what I was going to say. This is just a...
Can I add one thing, Michelle?
Yeah.
If we're not clear as a family how we want our loved ones to be taken care of medically, the medical system will, in fact, take over and do what they do best, which is to fight for the life of the person in their care. And that may be against the family wishes, but if the family's not clear, the medical system must honor the Hippocratic Oath and do all they can to save a life.
Yeah, and that is true. That's very true. Because that is what the doctors are there for, is to try to save the life no matter what, you know.
Yeah.
And so... It's not because they are, you know, they have a bad bone in their body or an evil bone in their body. They want to keep this person alive. It's because this is what they're trying to do. This is what we have medical doctors for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and different cultures deal with death differently, and they respect their elders and look up to them and take care of them. I think in North America we've kind of lost some of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have anything to speak about that?
Well, yeah, there's actually a very interesting group that's getting going here in North America called Saging International. And it's all about that notion of people aren't getting older, they're getting elder. In other words, our folks, my mom who's still alive and my in-laws who are still alive, they're actually my elders. They're actually wisdom carriers. They're not old people per se or old people only. They've survived the test of life, and we should hold them in a bit more esteem than we currently do. So that's a whole other topic, Michelle, but it's one that needs to happen as we move along through this baby boom generation as we age.
Yeah, and there's so much that you can learn from the elderly people because they have wisdom.
Oh, Michelle, I've sat with folks on their deathbed for about 15, 16 years now, And my goodness, the life lessons I learn by just sitting with somebody, paying attention to them, giving them some presence and some love and some comfort, I feel almost selfish doing that, because my life is so much more rich because of the lessons I've learned from people who are close to dying.
Yeah, it is amazing. They have wisdom. We have knowledge, but they have wisdom. That only comes with time and through living through many, many experiences. So we've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this topic with Stephen about changing our relationship with death. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality. We're here with Stephen Garrett, death coach and author, and we are talking about changing our relationship with death. More specifically, we're talking about dealing with aging parents. And before the break, we were talking about life lessons learned from people who are dying, how the elderly actually have a lot of wisdom, not just knowledge, but a lot of wisdom, and we can learn something from that. Stephen, do you have something you want to share with us?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's, I had the privilege of sitting with an 86-year-old woman about a year ago, and she was close to death, a day away or 6 hours away, something like that. And she was a little anxious in her body, a little nervous and a bit scared. And the staff asked me if I'd care to just sit with her to give her a little bit of comfort. And, of course, I said yes. So I plopped myself down, and we kind of held hands and just were together. And, you know, I caressed her forehead a little bit just to help calm her down and relax her breathing. And after about 20 minutes of just being with her and holding hands and comforting her, she opened up her little eyes and she saw me and recognized me. And she said, "Oh, Stephen, it's you." I said, "Yeah." And we had a little chat. And then she said to me, "I'd like to share something with you that I've learned about life." And I said, "Great, I'd love to hear it." She said, "You know, I love my husband very deeply. And we spent 63 years together, and I really enjoyed his company. I loved him. But the thing I did that I don't think I should have done was I always held a little bit of my love back from him. And I'm sitting here now wishing I hadn't have done that." And my goodness, I mean, what a beautiful confession or share that was. And I just simply thanked her for it. And, you know, she fell asleep and passed away later that night. So that the life lesson that she so beautifully shared with me was, if you love somebody, don't hold your love back. And I went home that night after being with her and sharing that beautiful, intimate moment with her, and made a list of the top five people in my life that I thought I was holding some love back from, and made a commitment to love them even more than I had in the past. So that was a nice piece of love wisdom that this beautiful 86-year-old darling was able to share with me and that I was able to hear.
Well, yeah, and that is so very important for all of us to take a lesson from that and, you know, to live our lives and not be afraid because when you're on your deathbed, you don't want to have any regret.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have another lesson?
Yeah, this was learned from my son, and my son's, you know, 21 years old, going on 22, so he's a young man, so death isn't at all in his purview. However, a school buddy of his died suddenly and unexpectedly in a very nasty situation, and my son was very bereft and angry and frustrated, and why did it happen to him, and all this kind of stuff. He was very, very angry about it, and also very, very sad. So we sat, and I just listened to my son talk, and then I asked him after about an hour's worth of talking and emoting and sharing, I said, "Honey, what's the gift that your friend's death has left behind for you?" They said, "Oh, Dad, that's bullshit. I'm not going to answer that question. Pardon my language," and stormed off into his room. Came back about an hour later and said, "Dad, you know what? You're right. The gift that my friend left me was, I don't know whether I've got it tomorrow or not. I better live each day as fully as I can and get down to living my life day to day and not thinking that I've always got it tomorrow." So there's another example where a nasty death was turned into a beautiful life lesson for my son and for myself.
Wow. Yep. And he got it at an early age. Good for him.
He did. And he's still living with that same passion and that same commitment to each day of his life. It's a very beautiful thing.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Now, you deal with hospice and situations like that. Do these people have a fear of death?
Well, that's a great question, Michelle. You know, most people don't have a fear of death. Their biggest fear is how they're going to die, will it be painful, and what's on the other side. So not many people are afraid of death. More they're afraid of how they're going to die and what's coming at them on the other side once they've died.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I guess a lot of people are afraid it's going to hurt.
Yeah. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know how their breathing is going to be. They don't know whether they're going to be scared. There's just a lot of uncertainty because, to be honest, Michelle, not many people come back from the other side and tell us how it was and how the death process was. So it is a daunting task, and we don't get much practice at it, let's be honest.
Yeah, in this lifetime.
That's right.
Yeah, it is interesting. And so if you do kind of want to know about it, there's people out there who have had near-death experiences and have written books about the experience, and whether it's positive or negative, there's books written on both experiences. But the thing of it is that when they go through the passing, they're not feeling any pain. They're not feeling anything, actually.
That's right.
That's negative, yeah. And they all report, the majority of them report a feeling of peace and love and comfort and going towards the light. And if you're going in the other direction, you don't really feel pain as you're going through the process. So it's really supposedly not painful. So I guess there's really nothing to fear as far as that goes. But it is people don't like change. They're afraid of the unknown. And so, you know, so there can be fear around that. Now,
absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Stephen, you are giving away a 12-week online training with a weekly call from Stephen, from you, that's valued at $1,500 for $800, okay, for the first two people who email you. Now, what in that weekly training or online training can they expect to get?
Well, what they'll get is they'll get a new approach to death and dying, a new relationship with it. They'll learn how to face their own imminent death. They'll learn how to be with their family or with others' families and have the difficult yet important conversations. They'll learn a little bit about the use of essential oils and how essential oils can support a graceful, more loving death. They'll learn about how to plan for death, how to create celebrations of life, how to create advanced care directives or living wills. They'll learn all the nitty-gritty about the whole death and dying process, from the moment of facing it to the moment of saying a fond goodbye to a loved one.
Wow, that's great. Then you're also going to be, I've read your book, I love it, When Death Speaks, which is going to change the relationship you have with death. And so you're going to be giving away 5 free copies of this book for the next 5 emails after the first two people who get the training from you, right?
That's correct. And I'd love to spread the word, and thanks for your kind words about the book. It is a fine book, and I'd love to give 5 copies away. So
great.
That's available to your listeners as well.
Good. And now tell our listeners how they can reach you.
They can reach me on my website at www.embraceyourdeath.com. And if you'd like an email address, I can give that to you as well, although that is on my website.
Okay. Go ahead and give the email address real quick.
The email address is Stephen, Stephen, at embraceyourdeath.com.
Stephen, it's been great having you on the show. I really enjoyed talking to you about this taboo subject, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot. I know I have. And I'm looking forward to having you on the show this afternoon, which is going to be aired at 2 o'clock Pacific time, but it's going to be aired at 5 o'clock Eastern time on WBLQ. You can also find it at TransformationTalkRadio.com for you people here on the West Coast. You can go in there and listen live. And if you miss any of it, you can go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com. The radio section and all the archive shows are there. So I want to thank my audience for listening. And if you have any questions or if you want to find out about my services and how I can help you live a wonderful life while you're still in this body, a little pun, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, or you can email me as M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. And you can also give me a call at 425-412-0202. Thanks a lot for listening. God bless you all. You have a great week. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. Bye.
you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.